Two of them are scriptural and one of them is not scriptural. One scriptural way is to get alone with God and pray. Don't tell one soul, don't tell anybody about it, just pray every day and just seek God. And if God leads you to do that, God will provide. And I've done that. The other way is to let people know that you have a need. That is also scriptural. And be right honest with it up front and let people know that you do have a need and ask them if they could help out. The way that is not scriptural is to pretend that you're trusting God, but pass along little subtle hints to people along the way. That is an abomination to God. That is not trusting Him, or it's not following His plan that He has in His Word. You do that by saying, well, I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and would you pray about something with me? I'd like to have you pray about $40 a month or something. Well, that is not the way to do that. If you want the man to help you with $40 a month, why tell him so and ask him for help? In other words, don't try to pretend that you're doing one thing and doing another. When my wife and I I was the director of the U.S. work in the U.S., and Rod Sargent took that ministry over. I felt that my time had come to leave. I thought I had fulfilled my responsibilities. So we went back into student work at the university. Well, actually, we started with the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. And we'd been in the U.S. directorship, I think, for about 7 years, was 6 years. And so a lot of the support that we'd had while we were out in the field, I directed to other people. Jim White came to the University of Nebraska, and I said, everybody's been giving to me, you give to Jim White. And the money that was coming into us, we gave to others, because at the Glen, they gave us a little help each month, and so we didn't need it. When we went back into student work, we still had two givers. A girl named Robbie Apple, who was a student down here at Oklahoma, she became Robbie Madden. She was giving $2 a month. And a guy named Bill Gibbs. You remember Bill Gibbs? Bill Gibbs was giving us $5 a month, so we had $7 a month coming in. And I mean, we were scratching with the chickens. You do not live high on the hog at the rate of $7 or $6 a month, whatever that was, $7 a month. So here's my advice to you. If you're in a situation where you need to raise some money, and you can do that through correspondence part of it, make a list of everybody that you believe would be interested in helping you get this ministry started or get you involved in the ministry. Make a list of everybody you can think of. I mean, everybody you can possibly think of. Old, you know, high school teachers, old ex-girlfriends, ex-boyfriends, your coach, I don't care who it is, just make a list. Every conceivable person you can come up with. And then double it. Because it's oftentimes that second list where you think they will not be interested. You get some help from those folk. I remember an old hog farmer out in Iowa. He was in my hometown down there, and I had not heard from him or heard of him, and he hadn't heard from me for years. So I put him on the won't give list, but I wrote him a letter anyhow. And he wrote back and said, well, you know, the prices are down and we had a bad crop this year and everything, but all I'll be able to do is, I $75 a month. Would that be of any help? It's the biggest gift we got, you know. And it was from a guy that I... So make your list of everybody you think will give to you and then double it. Put down people you know blame well not going to give to you, you know, because who knows? You don't know. God may work it out. But my point is, target some people out there and share with them honestly what the need is. And don't hedge and hum and haw around. If you've got a need, say so, because that is scriptural. Now, the letter. Be brutally honest. Try to be warm and friendly, but don't try to sneak around. It's like taking an offering in a group, you know. You stand up and you begin to talk, and pretty soon people begin to freeze. He's going to take an offering, you know. And they sit there and just wait for you to actually come out with it, and tonight we're going to take an offering. You know, they just freeze at that idea. So the best thing you do is come up and say, well, tonight we're going to take an offering. And let me tell you about that, and then you can go into your spiel and everybody relaxes. They know what you're going to do. Do that in your letter. Let people know what your needs are. Let them know why you're turning to them and asking them for help. And be warm and friendly. And then Brett mentioned, try to start out with something that gets their attention. You know, we've got thousands of students down here that do not know Jesus Christ, and God has laid it on our heart to do something about it. Okay, that'll get their attention. And then explain what the facts are and so on. One thing that we've added that we have found of help. My wife and I are in the process right now of working on our monthly support. We had a situation where for years I was on Lauren Sandy's team at the international headquarters at Glen Eyrie. Lauren Sandy was the president. And the splash over from Sandy's giving went to people like Millie Hopkins, his secretary, and Betty Skinner. Some of you read the book Doss. She was on his team, and Virginia and I were on his team. And the splash over from that help would come to us, and through the what we were able to raise plus the splash over, we were able to make it. Then when we got a new director, and I went over to another ministry, and I mentioned this morning I'm involved in something new and fresh now and really exciting, but there's no more splash over. So right now we're in the process of working at raising our support. And I went to one of our experts in this, and he said, do this. Keep up your letter writing. In your letter, go ahead and do that. But add this little note. After you've got a chance to read this letter and pray over for a few days, I'm going to give you a ring. I'm going to call you on the telephone. And I'm going to call you and talk it over and see if you have any questions about our need and so on. And that has really helped. And we're almost up to budget. We're not quite there yet, but we're almost up to budget. And I think it's that little telephone thing that we received that information from that guy that has brought that around, because people have begun to give that never gave before. So write your letter, and then if you can, get on the phone and tell them you're going to call them, and tell them, look, did you get my letter that I sent out last week? Well, yeah. Have you had a chance to look at it? Yeah. And what if you had a chance to pray about it? And do you have any questions about what the need is? And we've been doing that, and it's been a big help. I think that's about all that I can share with you about letters. Yeah.